Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Raw dogging, barebacking, intercourse, all those phrases that y'all screwed up for me.
Relations.
Yes, Tyler, you wouldn't have made it through that segment, Tyler. As perverted as you are, you wouldn't have made it through that segment right there, boss.
Whoa. Hey.
Well, I mean, I didn't have a good way. Whoa. I mean, I think every man has a little bit of perversion in them. They just don't typically.
Tyler, I know you.
They don't all
sure
show it like you do.
Just appreciate a woman's figure, man.
Well, you get it. Yeah, you would have enjoyed the segment, but not the way that they were just butchering some very, very
raw dog and what's the other one? They
bareback
and those only have
making whoopee.
I mean, it's
you went newly given.
Now that probably that was probably Luke's doing. That probably was. If I
no, that was Figgy.
That's probably
that was
Figgy.
Figgy's mixtape. Yeah,
Figgy's mixtape was that had me pissed off driving over here. Like, nah, don't do that.
Sorry, Luke.
Well, I tell you for damn sure.
Worse.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive. Listening, to
I'm uncomfortable with that, Reg. I'm gonna
tell
you that right
now.
I'm uncomfortable with that, Reg. I'd like for you to take that back.
I will not. I will not. You have to live with that. But of course, it'll be good living. 4 hours of the best afternoon drive show in Houston,
and some
crawfish too. What a time! Get out to the annex out there. Fellas, I look forward to listening. I will not say that thing one more time. One time is enough. Luke, I appreciate you spending all day with me. It was fun, even though I poked at you a little bit. But yeah, for the time being, you're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM, HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. Go Rockets right now. The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live. As Reggie just said, we are live here at the Annex Craft House. Vintage Park. Come on out. I just drove around this piece. This is nice.
Yeah.
I came through. The GPS didn't take me right to this bad boy, so I had to drive around and circle a little bit. But this whole area is nice and a good spot, but you need to be out here. I already see my man. He got bugs already. There you go. And Clint's are coming soon, so he should demolish those, Tyler, in a commercial break.
And for the record, Tyler, I'm a 5 pounds at a time kind of man, but
with radio, the
break really makes me I got to rush 5, so 3 I can usually knock down a break. So
I'm usually 3, and how fast you bang out 3 makes me feel really uncomfortable about myself at times.
Well, that's all right, man.
All right.
I mean, you're young in the game, man. You're young, underdeveloped. You're a developmental player.
I'm in here. Yeah, I'm still at the start. But no, come on out here again. As we said, you got a chance to win a $25 gift card, 4 of those. Here at the Annex, and all you got to do is put your name. As I just saw, multiple people putting their name in the raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. And if you are here, also, we have an awesome deal happening right now. Our guy Shea has hold it up. All you got to do is hit this QR code, and you can be our grand prize winner on our crawfish circuit, which includes a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And I don't want to stutter on this. A year's worth of free Bud Light. A year's worth of free Bud Light,
wow,
or Budweiser.
Dude.
A year's worth. You can be eligible to win that. All you got to do, hit that QR code, and then go ahead and sign up from there on out. So a good time to win some and have a good time with us ahead of a big day. So the Rockets got game 6 tonight, and I want to get into that. But first, I would like for those that are watching on YouTube and Twitch right now. We appreciate you. I see the gang is all there. Toby was good. Brandon, Kick Rock's always in the building. Our 979 H-Town fan who's kind of tortured. I see all of you on there. What y'all think about Clint going in here on the Rockets jersey? No sleeves, no shirt, just
I didn't even notice.
Just going guns out. I don't know what do we think? What do we think?
I mean, not,
no t-shirt
that
here,
is
baby.
Strong. He just came in.
You can't do t-shirt.
He just came in. No, you can't.
Well, you can, but I can't.
You can. And just came in. He just said guns out, and I'm going out. How we feel about Clint just rocking the guns out here.
I mean, I feel pretty good about it. I'm not a jersey guy. Not been a bunch of a tank top guy in my time. But I think the Rockets deserve it after the way I've treated Fred VanVleet. You know, after the way I doubted the Rockets in the last
gotta forgive yourself, man.
I'm okay with it. I mean, but it's just, you know, I feel like they deserve it. If I'm ever gonna throw a jersey on, it might as well be the one they hooked us up with, and it could be the last time this year that I can actually rock it. And so I said, man, what the hell? Why not?
Well, you know what you have to do now.
What is that?
If the Rockets win, you have to keep wearing that on game day.
Fact.
I'm fine with that. That's
true. But by the way, coming in, some people saying Clint looking swole. Sally, our first female listener, Mel, says Clint's looking buff. Our
big ass.
No, that's not what Sally said. Sorry, Nick. Lauren Mack, our second female listener, said, Clint, I'm feeling it. Toby said, that's a bold look, Clint. Bold look.
It is bold. I love it.
I mean, I put it together nice with the H-Town hat on, and
I feel bad,
and the black on black J's, and I mean, I put it together nice. I mean, I look in the mirror before I leave the house.
I almost wore my throwback.
He went to the spots that you can't see. Wanted to let you know about the shorts and the shoes.
I mean, you know,
is what he wanted to do. I feel bad that I keep looking and just keep thinking Reed Shepard, but that's just unfair.
I mean,
and that's not right. I don't know why I just keep going to the white player
the
that comes
used to
mind.
I mean,
but it's just Reed Shepard. I don't know.
I mean, I guess I'd prefer Reed over Jacques, I guess.
That's John Cena right there, dude.
Yeah, man, what are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, you are coming out the doctor of Thugonomics, John Cena, when he used to.
Can't see me!
The previous music, the first John Cena. There he is. Damn it. Boy, I can still never get over that. All right, man, it's going to be a good time being had. Clint is already ready to go. He's in jersey mode already. But let's start here. First off, how y'all feeling about this game six? How's everybody feeling about this game six? Our engineer, Matt, a big-time homer, he came through and said, I'm feeling real good. I'm feeling real good about this thing. I'm feeling it. He's already drank his drink. I'm feeling real good about this thing. How's everybody feeling? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. How y'all feeling about game six going into this thing? Because y'all was down in game five, all right? Hell, I was the one on the show. Hell, almost seemingly even in the text line that I was like the most confident in what they could do. How y'all feeling today going into game six on the road against Golden State?
I feel better than I should. I'm going to move to a five where you were. I'm going to go from a three to a five. I don't know. I've told you multiple times. The last game, game five was a good win. I don't know what I can take from game five, though, and say, boy, it's going to help us in game six and potential game seven.
Unless they shoot like that again.
If anybody shoots damn near 70%, you're going to be hard to beat.
They're going to beat the Shaq and Kobe Lakers.
Right. So, you know, I don't – the good from the Rockets, the way they jumped out, the high percentage that they shot, the fact that they made Golden State tap out, you know, at halftime pretty much. I mean, I don't know what I can take from that. But I tell you what I did like was – you mentioned it yesterday. I love the overall approach of – to hell with trying to get certain guys involved. Let's just play fast. Let's just be aggressive. Let's get the tempo up in our favor. I love that part of it. And I tell you, man, when I woke up this morning, I'm reading these reports on Steph Curry's thumb. And now I don't know if this is just the media doing their thing with the picture of the thumb when he was getting on the plane.
It does seem like this has been a bigger talking point. He's been having
rub some dirt on it. What he's a whiny had little bitch.
Once again, the media is reporting this. He's had the thumb thing for a while. But yeah, it seems like it's picked up steam here
well,
late.
For whatever it is, I saw it wrapped up in the last couple of games or whatever, and then I did see the picture of him getting, you know, I guess heading to the plane, and it does look like that shooting hand thumb is he's either got some Deion Sanders toes for a thumb or he's got something jacked up with
Charles
his thumb.
Said, just preparing his excuse, man.
Charles said that's not a human thumb.
It is. It's weird looking. Yeah, that top knuckle is really big, and it's not like swelling all the way around. It's just the knuckle's really big. So I don't know if I've never noticed his hands being like that before, but I mean, you look at Jimmy Butler's his glute, whatever the hell's going
glute,
on with his
ass,
back, glute, whatever
tailbone,
it is,
all of that.
And he was stiff early in game five.
Whoa!
And then stiff. I meant as in moving an older player moving there, Tyler. And then
and this is the guy who said, "Whoa, right. You call me pervert."
Right.
Still thinking of raw dog, and it's Reggie's fault.
You're right. And then you know the Steph Curry thumb. I mean that works out in our favor any way you slice it. I don't know to what degree, but anyway you slice it, that works out in our favor. So I'm probably feeling a little bit better right now than I should about the Rockets.
Yeah. As I see some people chiming in, Izzy, more optimistic mood, got my Rockets golfer hat on and Liftoff 2025 t-shirt on. Rockets going to game 7. Obed said many people are chiming in as well on the text line. Tonight is going to be an Amen Thompson game from the text line. Drive the paint, please. I'll be honest with you. This sets up for the Warriors to close it out, right? This is the game five, you know, you could even tell from the jump they weren't matching the intensity. They look like a team that was like, all right, we'll go home and do it. So it generally sets up for them to close it out at home. Hell, they set for a longer period of time. They only played half the game, really. It feels like they're main guys. And then they come home. And it feels like this is where they would generally take care of business. But I'm in the same spot as you. I'm not by any means going to say, I'm telling you, the Rockets going to win this one. I do feel a lot better about their chances in winning this game than if you told me once they went up 3-1, like, all right, hell, if they don't get them in game 5, they damn sure going to get them in game 6. I feel a lot better about things in this game than as you said, as you should. I am kind of sharing that same sentiment of, I shouldn't feel this good about the Rockets because I don't think the Rockets are going to shoot 70% again in a quarter. Yeah. I do think they may struggle. And we've seen that this sucker comes down to the end of the game. It seems like the Rockets are at a big disadvantage. But some reason, the way they were going, this feels a lot. I feel a lot better about this game than I thought I would. By the way, let's kind of look at that piece of it, Clint. If this thing comes down to the last 5 minutes, and outside of the two games the Rockets have dominated, right, game 2 and then game 5, they've all come down to the end of it. They've all come down to where it was a 1-5 point game in the last 5 minutes. And in that time frame, Golden State has always, in those three games, prevailed and won the game and showed to be in a better spot late in games. And that's been the thing for the Rockets all season long, 82 games and through these 5. We've seen them, though, for now, 87 games. What is the plan tonight? What is the plan tonight if this thing, like if we've watched this now, what is the plan tonight if this thing is tight in the last 4 or 5 minutes like we've seen in 3 of the 5 games?
Yeah, I don't know what that plan is. Yeah. I think that having that plan goes out the window the minute that Jalen Green, you know, that I lost faith in Jalen Green and he's done four.
That's why I was wondering, because it is different, because I think the thought would be the plan is to go there.
Yeah. So now I don't know. Here's where I'm at. I hope it's different. Like, to me, I hope there's some kind of play in place, something schematically that gives you an advantage. I hope it's not giving Şengün the ball as soon as you hit cross half court and letting him go one-on-one with the third best defensive player in the NBA. I hope that's not it. You know, that there's That's where I think M.A. Doak is going to have to earn his keep. I mean, he's going to have to come up with something with these guys from a movement standpoint to get somebody a good look in those moments. And more than likely against this squad, he's going to do it more than one time. It's the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game where this really tilts in the favor of the team that's been there before, the team that has a great system, the team that has a coach that is a weapon in those moments, the team that moves more. In those last 2 minutes, it really is obvious that it's Golden State favored, right? I mean, I don't know what the answer to that is. I just hope it's something different than what we've seen to date.
One of the things that, to me, we see sometimes in basketball, and this isn't college or the NBA, is late, especially late in the shot clock or even late in games, it ends up being, you know, a 1-4 set or ISO, and you go one-on-one, and that's what happens. Whether it's in the post with Shingun like they try to do, to me, do what you were doing in game five that got you going on offense. And that was ball movement, player movement. Even late in games, like, you don't have a one person that you're going to be, unless the game just plays that way. And I don't know, maybe Jalen Green has turned into good Jalen Green, or Shingun has such an advantage somewhere or something like that. But generally, the way that they were moving around and playing good ball in game five and putting up those points, yes, they got hot. But there was no standing around. Like, there was cutting, there was moving, there was screen. I think that has to be the plan, and not just, hey, let's just put it on one person, because I don't think that kind of matches up well for them. But I do think Brandon Scott, when he was with us on Wednesday, said something to the effect of, like, hey, they're going to play the hot hand, and I do think that is the case. I don't
anybody
think
in here acting like no bitches.
I know it. Got one off early, didn't you? but I didn't think that. But I'm with him. I think playing the hot hand, whether that's Fred, maybe you're running something to get him going, which I can't believe I'm saying, or Shingun or something. But it should be something involving the entire offense and making the defense play everybody and not just, hey, they got this. It's easy. We know exactly where you're going to go. We know we're just going to corral Jalen Green to a spot that he's not comfortable, or we're just going to stop Shingun or something like that. I do. I have a feeling, Clint, that it will probably come down to a tight game late, and to see as you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sid, is there anything different we see execution-wise in this thing? I can't believe I'm saying this, Clint. I think I don't know if it's maybe your apology tour you went on yesterday, but I do. I feel like Fred VanVleet is one of the real keys tonight. I cannot believe I'm saying it.
No doubt he is.
I do. You have to just be honest about how you've arrived here in Game 6, and how you've arrived here is he has been the one most willing to take shots, the most confident in taking shots, and that's let alone he has the experience. Like, they're going to hopefully need to have the good Fred VanVleet again, and he is – he's going to be out there. Like, we know he is trusted. He ain't going to be out there unless he's hurt or something. We know he's trusted, been, so he's going to be a big key.
He's been lights out the last three games. He's shooting over 50% from three. I mean, he is the reason that we're having a conversation about a game six today. And so I don't think there's any doubt about, like, in order to be there late and to give yourself a chance, Fred VanVleet has to be the guy. And the way he's playing right now, we just got through talking about M.A. Doka, from an offensive scheme standpoint, those critical moments, getting somebody some open shots. Hell, I ain't mad if it's Fred VanVleet, given what he's done. I know we watched him take 19 threes or 13 threes or whatever the hell that was earlier in a loss. But since then, man, he's been absolutely on fire. So, Fred's got to show up big time tonight.
Yeah, someone texted in, Izzy said, VanVleet holds it down. What do you mean? I mean, he's held it down the last two games. Fred don't always hold it down, though. So, but you just need him to stay hot. He's in a good spot right now. Need him to stay hot. His last three games, as Clint said, he's He's really been big time. All right, coming up as we continue here live on our fifth stop as the 610 Crawfish Circuit continues. We're at the Annex Craft House here in Vintage Park. Come on out, hang out, get you some bugs, get you some, as Clint is about to partake in him some, get you some bugs, and then get yourself a chance to win a little bit of action, courtesy of our good friends of Academy Sports and Outdoors, and shout out to our good friends at Bud Light as well. We will continue going into this. We'll talk about the Rockets, but I like this. I want to hear this. Whenever you get something like Clint saying, I won't tell you the truth about something. He said he's about to tell us the truth about this offensive line. Cannot wait to hear that. We'll do that coming up next.
This is drive time, isn't it, back in Houston.
Live from the Annex Craft House, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live, and having a good time out here at the Annex Craft House in Vintage Park. Come on out, hang out with us. You can get you whatever you want. Big drinks. If you get a large margarita, you get a free duck with it, is what I heard. My man right here just came in. He said, Rockets and seven. That's what he said. Clint said, yeah.
No.
I don't know what other option we got.
That's
here.
Our choice right there, baby.
Sure as hell ain't Rockets and six. No, but he said he's feeling good about it. Many of you are feeling good. And if you are in the building, make sure you sign your name up. One, sign your name up to put your name and enter our raffle today. Four different opportunities to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. And if you're in the building as well, use that QR code right there, and you can be our grand winner, which includes $500 to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser or Bud Light free for a year is what you will win if you enter and win that. So go ahead and do that right now. Hey, listen. Tyler, Clint.
Yes, sir.
I get a lot of hail from some of our listeners. And sometimes I do get to myself and think, well, it's nothing quite like a welcoming feel from some of you all out here.
Hold on, so.
But then our guys come and take care of us. And I tell you, anybody say something bad about these Aggies, I can't get with you. These Aggies are all right with me. My man here. You remember we talked about the drink that I could get? And Blanton's wasn't on the table. But my man said I was listening, and he said he tracked down some Blanton's and found me some Blanton's.
What?
And I mean, look at this right here on YouTube and Twitch. And you can see this right here.
That's the real deal,
that's
too.
That's the real deal right
straight
there, man.
Straight from the distillery.
How about that, man? I know how much that cost you, too. How about that?
What are we going to crack that thing open? Have us a little rattler. Listen,
let's not take away from Annex here, man.
That's a hell of a thing for that gentleman to do for you.
I mean, I thought we'd have a little birthday
like
rattler.
Like that, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, tell you, man, my wife, she going to love that, too.
The Drive family just now, always looking
they
out.
They do, man. The Drive family always looking out for you, right? Like, hell, you can call me whatever you want to. Got that Blanton's, man. I appreciate that. No, that is a very... very nice gesture. Really appreciate it. And, man, good for you. Shout out to the Maggies. Go A&M. Please. Man, win a national championship.
Can we get a gig'em?
Can we get a gig'em, baby?
Yeah!
Gig'em, baby. I got it for you. No, man, but it's a good time being had here as well. Come on out here, man. This is a great spot. Every Wednesday, they do steak night here. Man, you can get you a 12-ounce ribeye. You can get you what else can you get? I know you get you a ribeye. You can get you a filet. You can do all you want. A couple of sides every single Wednesday.
You see it?
Yeah, there you go. By the way, Thursday nights, ladies' nights, everything's half off, so you might want to get on out here to the Annex. And usually, you know, ladies' night means the fellas are coming right behind them. So,
yeah, man.
Good time being had here. All right, I said this in the tease, Clint. Want to make sure I hit it and get to it. I said this in the tease. You said you want to tell the truth about this offensive line. Say you want to tell the truth about what is going on with this offensive line, and we've talked a lot about it. What is it for you that you're getting to?
We have a lot of conversations, and it seems like it always leans towards, boy, did – you know, this free agent haul and even draft haul of offensive linemen, and you know, boy, it's just underwhelming. And while I agree with a lot of that, I do think there's two things at you know, that are involved here. I think number one is, did the Texans fix their problem? Right? And this is the angle that I have a hard time.
Do we know the problem?
Well, yeah, hell yeah, you did. Your quarterback was the second most pressured quarterback in the league last year.
Okay, that part. I didn't know if it was multiple problems, but that is what it comes down to. It, that's the problem.
Every 99% of my conversations, our conversations that I'm involved in, you know, I'm talking about the Texans as Super Bowl contender. I'm talking about the Texans as in what we watched 2 years ago against Baltimore and what we watched last year against Kansas City. And it's all geared towards, is this offense geared to help the team make a Super Bowl run or not? And we've talked that to, or I've talked that to death, right? I think that's where most of my opinions stem from when I'm talking offensive line. I do think there's a conversation that needs to be had. The reality of this offensive line, so right now, I don't doubt, with all the moves, staff moves, the guys they sent packing, as well as the guys that they brought in, I don't doubt one bit that they've fixed the problem.
Mm.
Like, I don't doubt one bit that they're going to be significantly better than bottom of the barrel in terms of their quarterback getting pressured and sacked.
Oh yeah, that they won't be second worst in the league.
Yeah, no, I think they are going to be significantly better. As I've said before, I think there's so many layers to fixing that problem that if you just correct two or three of the layers, then you're going to be significantly better. Not just a little bit; you're going to be noticeably better.
That's what I was going to say. What's the level of better? You mean, right? Like, is this going to be better in terms of, that's not going to be a central thing that we're looking at? Because the last 2 years, I think, this time it was for your quarterback was getting killed. Last yep. year it was they can't get a running game to save their life, and they got to bring somebody in who, if you're going to run behind that offensive line, you got to make the first guy miss in the hole, right? So their offensive line after each year offensively has been the place to go, but yep. like I just don't think
at the end of the year you're going to look up and you're going to have a quarterback that's the most sacked and the most pressured quarterback in the league, or one of the top three guys. I don't believe that. I think they've accomplished that. I think getting rid of Laremy Tunsil, getting rid of whatever communication block there was in the building with Bobby Slowick and the O-line coach, you know, promoting a ton of competition and bringing in a bunch of guys that have no reason to have an ego. They're middle-of-the-pack guys. Sure, some of them are veterans, but they're middle-of-the-pack guys. They have no reason to be comfortable and get fat and happy. They all should be working. They all should be grinding. You know, I don't think it's going to be hard schematically to do better than what they were doing last year as it pertains to pass protection. So I think the truth of the matter with this offensive line is I think they're going to be significantly better than they were last year. Now, the other conversation, that the other part of that conversation, or where I think most fans are, at least the most, you know, invested fans are, is where are we at in terms of getting beyond the second round of the playoffs? Where are we at beyond, hey, whenever we meet Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, we meet one of those teams in the playoffs, where can we knock one of them guys off? And I don't know where we're at relative to that, because you got to have some dudes to be able to do that, and you got to have some weapons to be able to do that, and your quarterback has to be really good in the big moments in order to do that. But big picture, fixing the offensive line, if that's all you're looking towards, I think they've done a hell of a job.
And I would just say this as we're just talking and you're going about this. I mean, you guys tell me if this is too far, and it may not happen, because I do think there is – a feel of confidence in these guys. But this feels like to me, if we turn around for a third straight year and we look at the offense and we understand that it is clear the issue with the offense is the offensive line. I don't care how much better it got, but the issue that is preventing this offense from being as what it could be, this feels like there has to be a significant change somewhere. Oh, like I'm talking about a significant change in who's ever putting together these offensive lines. Because this is the way they've gone about constructing this one is at least say, hey, man, you better be right on this one.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's I agree harder. That was the finishing line of this thing right here, right? Is I don't doubt that they fixed the problems. And if they haven't, then it's a fireable offense. It's one of those where if you can't fix offensively the problems, and we're talking Nick, D'Amico, obviously Kaylee and all these guys, like if you can't fix the offensive problems, you can't compete at a Super Bowl level. You can't compete in the playoffs ultimately with the top 3-4 teams in the AFC or NFC if you can't put an offense together that doesn't have these major problems. So I'm confident that they have. We'll see how it all plays out, but it is one of those things. Boy, if they haven't, this is going to get real ugly quick.
All right, as we continue here live and stop five at our crawfish circuit here at the Annex Craft House Vintage Park. Come on out and hang out with us as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. The Astros, they get back on it tonight, and listen, they are playing the Chicago White Sox, and they ought to beat the hell out of them. The White Sox are terrible. Awful. You've got Framber, you've got Hunter Brown, the return of Lance McCullers. They ought to beat the living daylights. If they lose this series, there's a problem. I don't care if it is early May. But I would ask right now, what would you say, this could be good or bad, what would you say is the biggest surprise for you this early start for the Astros? A month in, what's the biggest surprise of this season thus far? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Those Astros, they're kicking ass and taking names.
Live from the Annex Craft House, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We are live here at the Annex. Craft House is our fifth leg of our crawfish circuit. How was it? How were they? You got
really
3
good.
Pounds already.
Really good. Great size. Great flavor. Cooked right because that meat just slides right out of there. There's no sticking in the head or the tail.
Nice.
They were good. They were really good. Really, really good. Yeah.
Usually $4.50 a pound. You can get them today for $3.50 a pound.
Ooh,
here. Two to six. So y'all better order them up.
That's a hell of a deal. That's good. You know, if I wasn't already here, that's enough to get me up off my couch.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, if you're in your car, you might want to come on out, man. It's Friday. Have you some drinks? They got $4 bottles of any Mexican beer on draft or bottles that you can get here, $4.
You know, I've been jonesing for a Mexican beer that's dressed.
I'm gonna get one.
I don't know if I'm gonna go salt or tahini. I don't know. I've been about 2 days now. I've been every time I see one on TV or something. You know, like, I don't know what commercial is on TV, but it starts and it's got one of them glasses, like the glass they're dipping in the salt. I've seen that commercial probably 4 or 5 times recently, and every time my mouth waters.
I hear you, man.
I feel like I need one.
I get you, man. That Wendy's Baconator gets me too, same way.
Hey, get you a Mexican beer and stop at Wendy's on the way home, baby.
Yeah, there it is. Tag team
it up. My boy Ron.
You're damn right it is. But no, come on out here. Happy hour's about to start here at 3 o'clock. So going in here, man. They got $1 off drafts, $2 off cocktails, $3 off wine, $3 wine. You can get in here and have yourself a good time as you hang out here. So do your thing right here. All right, Clint. As we said, the Astros, they're getting ready to. They're in Chicago. What a nice spot to be in on a day off on Thursday, ain't it? Chicago right now, about 60 degrees. They probably flew there yesterday, had that day off in Chicago. Not a bad spot.
Yes, yeah, it's that day with one of them old depth players, boy. They have to be at the patio somewhere, shouldn't they?
Boy, you're right, man. Somebody that's a long reliever out there.
Somebody that pitched yesterday.
Oh,
Augusto.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you, Augusto, man. He ought to have his ass on the patio somewhere, boy.
Boy, that'd be somewhere. Ooh, they'd be rolling in there right on time. Hey, where is Gusto? He should be here.
Hopefully he has a friend in Chicago.
Hey, man.
The best thing is with social media nowadays, you don't even need a friend there. You just need to plug in with a couple of people. And he's got the pro athlete tag. I mean, it's not like somebody's not going to respond.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
just
find you a nice little group that runs Chicago streets and say, hey, I'll be in town Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What do y'all recommend?
Yeah, man, dog, I'm telling you, man, I'd dip out in the sixth. be honest with you. Get this thing started, Tyler. Let me get out of here in the six, man.
Hey, the hell they need me he for, could, man. He could go do a little. He could do a little lunch. He could do a little lunch, little lunch patio somewhere. Do a little recruiting.
Yeah, and then, got it, hey, yeah, got him late again. Oh, you know what, yeah. man? Won't you? Hey, let's meet up around nine. Nine? Yeah, you don't know. You got a game?
Yes,
it'll be about the sixth. I get out. I'll pitch Thursday.
Hey, rally up your friends, and y'all be at that bar across the street.
There you go. That's all right. I'll get some of the other ones here. I'll get this Enzo and these nuts out there. He'll be out here soon.
I got a couple fellas y'all love to meet.
There you go. But all right, I want to hear from the people as well. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. For you, this early season, as the Astros, they are second right now, two games back behind the Mariners in the West. And they are two games above 500, 16-14. We know from the good and the bad, there's a lot been going on during this season. By the way, Brian Abreu, he is back, being reinstated after he had his son. He is back, and they've sent AJ Blue Ball, damn it, H, back to AAA. I think he did. He wasn't surprised by that. But what is the biggest surprise to you? What's the biggest surprise? You know, team-wise, individual-wise, good, bad, whatever. What is the biggest surprise to you this early month in, so to speak, for the Astros?
For me, it's how well the Tucker trade worked out for the Astros. Mm-hmm. Now I'm no fool. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it was ever going to work out in the favor of the Astros with what Tucker is capable of doing. But the way that you look at Isak Paredes is second to team in OPS. He's top three or four in average. Consistently has batted second. Obviously, they've juggled the lineup recently, but it's not because of anything he's doing. But that move was a plus. The Cam Smith move, obviously very promising in spring training to the point to where he makes the opening day roster, and now he's swinging the bat, I think, better than most expected. I mean, there were people – everybody was talking about – we were talking about the Bregman struggles early in his career when he was on opening day.
He's
not doing that, right? I mean, he's the Cam Smith move, and then, from a pitching perspective, getting a pitcher that is not only in your – he obviously being the fifth starter, but was Neske, but – you know, he has been a bright spot.
He's pitched better than Framber, you can argue.
Yeah. I mean, he's been a bright spot. And with, you know, with obviously Spencer Arrighetti and his getting injured during batting practice, with that going on, you need that even more. So I think just how well the players that we acquired in the Tucker trade, I think how well overall they've worked out is the brightest spot for me this early in the season.
Yeah. There's a couple people here with one of my thoughts that I will share and agree with, but as we look in here from the text line, they have a better record right now than they had last year at this time. Currently, Alvarez, Christian Walker are not hitting the ball great. Bregman's gone, Tucker's gone. Our two days play a new position. And that is a bit surprising to me at this point. Yeah, all the movement in the lineup, with guys. And I've seen a couple people say this, and I would say there are a couple of things that are surprising, but I would agree with this one that a couple people have made here, Clint. Yordan's struggling because he just sits on the bench. He needs to be in the field sometimes. Astros' biggest surprise is Yordan's decline at the plate. I would say to me that it has gone on this long, Clint.
The Yordan thing.
Yeah, that to me is one of – thanks Spencer. Maybe that's one of Clint's biggest surprises, that Spencer Arrighetti got hurt in the outfield with his back turned.
I damn sure would have went with that one if I'd have thought about it.
But
long toss in the outfield while the opponent is taking BP.
It happens, man.
Got it. You got 23 hours in a day.
Yeah. but for me it is – it's Yordan and it's this extended. Like – to be here, that we're approaching 30 games that he's played in, and he is still like hitting .219, and everything is down right now. Three homers, only seven extra base hits right now, and I tend to think he is the best hitter in baseball. And to think that he is at this pace right now, and then you go look at guys like Aaron Judge and what he's doing. Aaron Judge is hitting over 400 right now and is running away with this MVP race. I know it's early, but he is having a hell of a start. It's just usually, yes, Jordan might get into a slump, but not 30 games. Like 30 games. That part's been pretty surprising to me. I still have confidence and faith that Jordan, as I've said, the best hitter in baseball, will get back. I thought this might be a little 2 week thing, Clint, maybe coming out of spring training, but this is really kind of lengthened a little bit longer than I thought it would from Jordan.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but I mean to and by the way, whoever the texter was is comparing to last year's record. Let's not do that. Last year they made a historical run to dig out of a hole. So comparing records right now to last year. Let's
losers talk about next season.
Hey Linda, hold on a second. Now I'm talking.
Wow.
The
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that one either. But yeah, it's to think that you're only two games back with Jordan Alvarez not swinging the bat. I mean, anywhere near where he's expected to in the middle of that lineup, I think I view it as a positive. He'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm not saying he won't. I just – it's – like, we get up there, and I think it was about maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm like, all right, come on, here we go. Come on out of it. Now, I will say that last game Sunday against the Royals was maybe the best swings we've seen from him. He just absolutely destroyed that ball over the center field walls. Multiple walls, yeah. He hit it over, and then he had a really good double as well. He seemed to swing the bat better in that, but I just like I'm waiting to start to see where he gets hot, because again, the feel right now is the offense is struggling, right? Like that's the feel overall is they're having to pitch their asses off, and can they sustain this? And the person that completely, obviously Christian Walker too, but the person that changes this thing is Jordan. If he is swinging the bat and hitting the ball, that changes everything. So I believe I'm with you. I believe that he will get there. I'm just it is just surprising that he has fought it and struggled to this level. All right, coming up as we continue here live. Also, want to let you know real quick before we go to break, we are a proud partner with the Insperity Invitational. It is happening at the Woodlands Country Club tournament course this weekend. Many, many great golfers, including John Daly, Ernie Els, and more of the PGA Champions Tour. They will be on the course, and they're going to be on the course and on it right now today as they teed off. Today, entry to the tournament is free. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and more information, head to InsperityInvitational.com. All right, coming up, what do the Rockets need to do in terms of handling the Warriors tonight? They have got to stay alive. What do they need to do? We'll discuss that coming up next.